As Be'ez Hashem, part 3 of Hilchos Mezuzah, let's do a shikul chazara of one of the things that we mentioned last week, and that is the actual rooms that are chayv in mezuzah. So we mentioned from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph that from the pasuk that uses the word bayis, we made that anything that's miyuchad the bayis, it's miyuchad the diras, the bavah going to be chayv. Any type of dining room, lounges, even garages if you really play skim, exercise rooms. Masha'enkin, if you have rooms that are used, she'ena shel covered bathrooms, shower rooms, saunas, mikvahs, all of these sorts of rooms are the mice are going to be part of from a mezuzah. Uadin, if you have rooms, for example, like we mentioned earlier last week, you have a barn and stables, is that a bad etzim is a chiv or mezuzah? Or since the smell is so bad, so then the mice is not going to be a dirish shel covered, and the mice will be potter. The person of a shayla, what's the halacha? If you have a room that was built illegally, the Hainu, if you have a room, here's for, and unfortunately it's the gay here, as well as the people that built without permission from the neighbors, the Shayla's of neighbor, and the Maiz the Shayla is if it's Shayla to make a bracha on such a thing, where a place can hold, if you build a room, an extension, illegally, is the Maiz you cannot make a bracha on such a mezuzah. It's just taking the poiskim. So that was one of the nekudas that we mentioned last week, all the different rooms. Other rooms also that we didn't mention were, for example, shops, restaurants, offices, classrooms, all these sorts of things, the etzem, will be chayev in a mezuzah. Most of them will be not be making a bracha. Who had in a boiler room? I had a fellow that came to me once from a certain binyan, that they have a room over there that he goes, miyuchad, to switch on the Shabbos elevator. Right? Is it mutter, does it need a mezuzah or not? So the maizah, I told him it depends. If it's a room that you normally frequent, it's a room that you store things in, then the chayev is going to have a din of a mezuzah, I feel it without a actual anything going on over there, maybe without a bracha kenzan. Laundry rooms, and I mentioned in Chazal, in the Bizmana Chazal, both laundry rooms will not require mezuzah pasha because they used to wash and rinse all the baby zachim, which mom is full of tsoya, and the maidens of Dirish Amish will cover. Like upon him nowadays, Mishnah Zazach, the maidens, most of the laundry rooms that we have, if not for the shayla of the size that we're going to get to today, is the Maisa Abad and the Choyu, they're going to be chayiv in a mezuzah. Rubbish rooms, places where you put garbage cans, if you have a ganza cheder for such a place, then Abad is going to be potter. The Tilisidayim area depends if it's the Tilisidayim for a Suda or the Tilisidayim after the toilet, then Abad will be potter. A prison. So there's a major machlokes already to Mukarabit in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud. It's a major machlokes in the Gedolei Achronim. If a prison is chayiv in a mezuzah, because Kenza and the Pshat is that Be'etzem, it's somewhere that people stay in a long time. Maybe it's pashtus, it's chayiv in a mezuzah. Kaponim yikutayna, that the person inside the prison, good, he's going to be there for a long time. But the maaseh, he's waiting to go out every single day. It's up, that when they're going to let me out from there. So Kenza is not only a din of a diras arayv. It's negated to come and yonim. Let me just explain a couple of things. For example, like this. Be'etzem, just before we move on, maaseh, let's continue. Let's continue with the halacha that Mamish, I think we left with last week, and that is the halacha of a beis shah. What din does a beis shah have? As the Maisa of the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel on the base tells us as follows. Look at the Gemara. Beisha Chayovis B'mezuzah. As we state, remember we mentioned already last week, there's a chilek min HaToyu Medi Rabbonon. If the Beisha is the Suach Labayis, or it's not the Suach Labayis, it's a valid enough kamin if it's going to be Chayim min HaToyu or Medi Rabbonon. Now there's two times that a Beisha will taka be potter. Now in this case over here, it's posher that the Beisha will be a bada, chai, afilu, it makes no nafkamina the actual size of the cheder, the hainu. Even if the size of the cheder that normally we're going to say, Be'ez Hashem, as we'll see in a moment, is going to be potter, because it's less than dalad dalad chule, of a koparim, if it's a Beisha, it's automatically going to be chai. There are those times that we can say that a Beisha is potter. For example, if a Beisha leads to a mokrim haptor, for example, if a beisha leads to a garden, it could be that this beisha will be potter. Who are they? If a beisha leads to a mokrim she'ena shel covered, as we mentioned last week, if a maisa you have a place like a bathroom that leads to a utility room or to a room that they do washing, all these things, so about in such a din, is the chayyur going to be potter? Or any type of beis shah that's going into a mokrim betor, is the maisa going to be potter? Like, for example, you have sometimes you have a small room in front of the toilet that leads to the toilet. So such a room is a beis shah, chayyur tzchayyur. A koponin, since it's a beis shah that leads to a mokrim betor, is the maisa pashtus, it's going to be potter in that case. A very negaya situation also, which happens to be very negate also, is when you have a room that sometimes is used for two different things. Which usage do you go by? Right? Sometimes, for example, you have a deer she'enos or covered in a regular room. For example, let's take a room that's used for a baby to sleep in. Right? You could dream of an azar room to put the cotton for the baby. I'll go upon it. In a room where, where the baby sleeps, and also you change the nappies, you change the diapers in such a place, so what din does that have? Right? Who are din? If you have a room where tashmish is done, and the maisa, other things are also done in there, so you have a shayla, what din does this room have? It has two establishes, has a dirish shall covered, and a dirish shall covered. As the maisa, what we do is we go back to the roi, not the roi, the ikka. Whatever the ikka is, if the ikka shtamshus is the covered, then about it it's going to be chai. So for example, if you have a baby room, and the baby room is also used to change the baby's nappies, the maid got shai, it's a shai, it's an erev, the chulei. Is the maisa in such a case, about it will be chai in a mezuzah, upon him, you're going to be covering the mezuzah to make sure that the shem Hashem is going to be covered, either in a see-through glass, or in two coverings, depending on the shamshus that we expressed once before, upon him, about it's chai, because you go basha, the ikki shamshus, who are din? If you have bathrooms, for example, sometimes you have a bedroom with a shower inside it, you have a regular bedroom, and kilu to make extra space, in the corner of the room they put like a shower over there. So again, you have the same shayla. You have a room which is be'etzem shel kovet, but also ishtamshu she'ina shel kovet, but since the ikka ishtamshu, the room is the kovet, now that is such a room requires a mezuzah. Again, could we have to cover the mezuzah depending on the situation. Who are din? I once went to see a house where they had over there I think it was a Pesach kitchen and a storage room for the towels and all these zachen. The maestro had a toilet there also. Why? It's not an extra toilet in the house. So again, the shayla is, what do you do in such a situation? Are you going to have a mezuzah there? So pashto over there is the maestro going to be potter because you don't have an ikki shtamshus of covered dehainu sleeping in. Let me go back to also a few other examples. The stam is the maestro miklat, an air raid shelter as well. Pashto is also not going to be a chi of mezuzah unless you store things in there. A shul be'etzim, it's used only the tefillah, is a vada not chayv in a mezuzah. Hashem going to be smedrish or yeshiva is a vada with the shah. About people are learning the yom v'layla, so a vada it's going to be chayv in a mezuzah in that oifer. So that the maestro also depends on certain rooms that you have. You have to go bossa the ikki yishtamsh of the room. Again, you will have to know that sometimes it's taken negeya to actually seal off the mezuzah. A very controversial inyan is the inyan the gabi the elevators. Do you have to put up a mezuzah in a lift in an elevator or not? So the maestro we know the makor for such a shayla is be'etzem a gemoy menachas. The gemoy menachas of Lama Gimel says lul hapasuach min abayis la'aliyah. Rashi explains that there was a door in the ceiling over there, and in that door they used to make ladders there and the chitzas around the ganze maestro. And the maestro shayla is, does a lift have the same din or not? The maestro, a lot of poskim hold that a lift, an elevator, has the same din as what the Gemara talks about if you have a house on top of a boat. Since it's always moving, it's not miyuchad in one place, it's not kavua in one place, it's the maestro that's going to be part of. So a lot of poskim hold, it's the same thing with a lift, it's not kavua in one place, it's like a boat that has a house on it, right? It's like a ceiling maybe as well. Also, is the maestro of Moshe, if it's Moshe, the Ben Moshe, the Betzin Rav, Betzel HaChokma, is the maestro patches in Ganslin, the elevator for mezuzah. Kaporim is another shayla with a mezuzah in a lift, and that is, which chelik of the lift is chayv in a mezuzah? There's two chalokim of the lift. There's the chelik of the lift that actually moves up and down, and there's also the chelik of the lift that stays in one place, that's always kavua in that part of the building, for example. So what do we do in such a situation? So a lot of poskim hold that the lift, the entrance, not the actual lift itself that goes up and down, the entrance is like what a din of a beisha. It's maisa less than dalad inside, but the maisa's got a din of a beisha. As close when it's got a din of a beisha, it's a vada going to be chayim, and the maisa, as they help the maisa, the minchas yitzchak, as they pass from loyves nothing, as they pass from missing karelit, as they pass from chuvas and hogit, shevet alevi, for the chule, not the shevet, the minchas yitzchak, it's santazah. The minchas yitzchak time is that you put the mezuzah on the actual lift itself, on the chelik of the lift that goes up and down, as they pass the minchas yitzchak. Come out, other poskim acholik, and they all know that if there's a chiv of mezuzah, the only chiv would be on the chelik of the actual binyan, that's kavua there in the ground, that is a din of a beisha, and that stays there la'olam, and maybe that's chayv in a mezuzah. So again, in chutzlaritz, the maisa road poskim atakamekel, and you come out, won't find a mezuzah on a lift. In chutzlaritz, here in Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot of poskim, again, like we mentioned, road poskim here in Eretz Yisrael, attack a machmeh, there's a valid Indian to put on a mezuzah. The maizah, the shayla is which side to put it on, very complicated shayla, I don't want to go too much in the yonim, but the maizah, just a legal achas, is pashtus. the mezuzah in the knisa should go on the right hand side as you enter the knisa, as you enter the lift on the knisa level, and on every single floor the mezuzah should be on the right hand side as you exit the actual lift. Kidei that you're chayiv again as a beis shar on the way to your house. But again, it's a machlokes of person mishvet machayiv, especially people that are living there b'schiris, which is only a chiyuv. Do abonim is the ma'isa as a vada, as we mentioned, there is a vada mokim for a person to be machmir in such a thing that a vada will be chayiv in a mezuzah in such a case. Okay, so then we're going back to now to the next sugya, and that is the zois. Now we know which rooms are the etzim going to be chayiv, as is mentioned. Now we have to move on also to a very important chelik of rooms, and that is as follows. How do you work at the size of room? A very shliach shaila is when you have a room that's small, not so big. So how do you work out if you're chayiv in a mezuzah in such a room or not? So the ma'isa, we go as I. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Gimel tells us like, Sukkah Gemara, Bayi she'im bo dalad amas al dalad amas, is potter me mezuzah. What's the pshat? The Gemara is mazbeh. It's about that we know that it has to be a roiled dira, as less than potter me dalad medalad is any roiled dira. And then pass an aloch and shulchan aruch, mish pei vov in yuridei siv yud gimel. It's the ma'isa bayis that has got dalad al dalad is chayim. If it's not got dalad al dalad, then a value it's going to be potter. So again, that's the first thing to know is Shitas Ha, Reb Chaim Noor, which Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Eliashiv Zatzal both said that the meaning is avada, but when it comes to these inyonim we can discuss the halacha clapping Reb Chaim Noor Shita is the Maisa Be'erach 1.9, 1.92, whatever exactly the Shitas are, is the Maisa is going to be chayiv in a mezuzah with a broch. That's Dalad al Dalad, in a regular room that's Dalad al Dalad, that's a Dova Poshet. Masha Enkin, if the room is taken less than dalad al dalad, then a bala doesn't even require a mezuzah bechlal, not even without a brocha, in Ganson does not require a mezuzah. The shayla often comes in is how actually to work out the size of a room. So especially when you have all sorts of furniture in there and all these sorts of things. So if you take a regular room and you put inside a room furniture that does not move, it's kavu over there. As the ma'isa, the Buchach of the Das Kedoshim and others, Chaznish passed in this way, is the ma'isa, it minimizes the size. The Hainu, if you have furniture in a room that is kavu over there, it's either kavu lekarka, it doesn't move, it takes away from the size of the room, so you have to work out the room in that oifen. Masha Enke, if you have zachen inside the room, that are, could be there even kavu over there, or with the things that b'chol hakoch sometimes you do move, for example desks and chairs and all these sorts of things, as the ma'isa, such a thing like that, I feel if you very very rarely move it, will not detract from the size of the room. And as they pass the Marusham, as they pass the Shevet Halevi, is involved that it's something that could move, and Taka do move it sometimes for Pesach cleaning and for all sorts of things. As the ma'isa, in such a case I work out dalad al dalad in a situation that I don't have to detract from the actual the things that are there, because again it moves. So the klal is, if it's kavua there and it always stays there and never move it, then it will detract from the room. If it will not, if it is not always there, then avada does not detract from the actual room. So the ma'isa, the next shaila is azoi. The next shaila is, what happens if you have a rectangular room? So the ma'isa is a machlokes rishayim. When we say dalad al dalad, do we mean dalad al dalad mamash, right? Or do we mean no? 16 square meters. That means, for example, I could have 8 amas by 2 amas. Right? This is very negay here in the Etzushon. You've got these small rooms that you squeeze in different areas. They're not mamash going to be dalad al dalad. Hallways, for example, mamash has the shayla. If you don't have mamash, dalad al dalad. So it's a machlokes rishayim. Shitas HaRambam is you don't need dalad al dalad mamash. It has to be 16 square meters. As long as you've got the data, as long as it's the same area, space inside as dalad al dalad, I feel if it's not dalad al dalad, is the ma'isa you're going to be chayiv in a mezuzah. As they pass the Etzim also. The Ba'ath, the Beis Yosef, the Shach, the Goyim, the Maram Shik, the Maram and other poskim as well. The ma'isa, the Rosh is chaylik. And the Rosh held that the ma'isa, only if it's bidyuk dalad al dalad will you be chayiv. Or in a case like you see over here, where it's 4, or it's 2 by 8, is the ma'isa of the Shitas HaRosh, and as I passed in the Taz, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, is in such a case, is the ma'isa you'll be potter. Shulchan Aruch, paskins la'alocha, like the Rambam. And the Mela, lav dafka, has to be dalad al dalad, as long as kedela beya, the ma'isa, if you have 16 square meters inside, one wall behind on chol hapochus is 4 amas, is the ma'isa in such a situation, you will be putting on a mezuzah, oba, without a brocha. And that's the ma'isa, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, in such a case. Come again, Baita. Now we're going back to the next sugya. What if you have a room that fulfills its purpose? Send the Hamudi Daniel Nefiski Tshuva.
You have a small room. Like over here, a small Tennis Adai little room over there with two little sinks. Mamish, a tiny room. Mamish, less than $1,000 for Chol HaShitas.
What do you do in such a situation? So the Hamudi Daniel wants to tie up. That Lemaisa Inach Anami, Pochus Medalad Medalad is Chayr, I think the Gemara in Sukkah Vadar is Pata. Aber, since the Shtamshas of this room is good, the Hain, it was designed and it fulfills the purpose of what I need it for to be Bedakke less than Dalad Vadalad, as Lemaisa Zudu Chamura Denir on such a situation is a Vadik Nibi Chay, and as they pass the Marisham, the Chokis Yaakov, the Fish and Egg in Eben Yisrael, is Lemaisa such a room will a Vadik Nibi Chay in a mezuzah. Now, for example, that would be in a Geir. If you have a cloakroom, or you have a small room for the Tenis Adayim, you have a walk-in cupboard in a bedroom, all these sorts of things, where you have a room that's pochus medalav yodalav. Over the Maisa, it fulfills the shtamshus of the room, is the Maisa of Bichayim. Now, many poets can attack the Choylet. Abinezer, for example, is Choylet on this. The Mikdashma, the Askadoshim, the Adiktana attack the Choylet. As the Maisa in such a situation, we don't put a brocha, we don't put a mezuzah with a brocha, but rather, we do put a mezuzah in such a situation. So that's number one. The Gabe, a room that fulfills its tachlis. The next shayla is like this. Rekide Eger is choylik on the Chamura Daniel, and Rekide Eger holds nine. If you have a small room, that is a small room and it's less than Dalad Adalad, or but fulfills its purpose, Zutna Rekide Eger, Adadu it's chayv in a mezuzah, or but for a totally different lomdus than the Chamura Daniel. Zutna Rekide Eger, if the walls wouldn't be there, Roshan Rekide Eger, and there'd be mamish Ave Ba'alma, where would you put the mezuzah? You'd put it on the right hand side as you go into the room. Because Zutna Rekide Eger, the room is not chayv, because it's not less than Dalad Adalad. Or but since the room goes into a room that is chayv, so the mezuzah is just like a front door, doesn't have anything in front of it. Or but for peeking, we put a mezuzah as I go into the actual room. Zutna Rekide Eger, it's the same thing. You have a small room, and inside the small room is less than Dalad Adalad. Or but since it's going into a bigger room, Zutna Rekide Eger, about it will be chayv in such a case. Again, on the right hand side as you go into the room. So rather, there's a chilp between the Chamudi Daniel and the Kide Eger. Now the Meister Bin Yitzin, the Ruch HaShulchan, the Chazanir, Sheikh Dalevi, they passed in like this, Rekide Eger over here. Now by the way, there's a great nafkamina. The nafkamina is, like we just said, if you have a small room, of a big room, like a closet like you see over here, is the Meister, what do you do? The Fidah Chamudi Daniel, it fulfills its purpose, maybe I have to put it where? On the right hand side when I go into the room. Masha Engin, the Fidah Kide Eger is Mishnazoy. The Fidah Kide Eger is going to have to be on the right hand side as I go into the main room. As the Meister, what do we do? So, many places come attack a choylik on Rekide Eger in this mahalach, Teres Nesanel, the Chikulev's got Moedic alumnus, he time is it's not shayach to be chayv in a mezuzah when you go in, no chayv, only when you go out. It has to be when you go in and when you go out. For example, what's the halach if you have a door that's only made litzia? It's a door that's only made for going out. For example, a good example would be if you ever went to the zoo here, is they have one of these turnstile things over there, you can only go out. Such a door is vada going to be potem in a mezuzah because you can see about alma. So if you can label it's a tiny pattern of kedega, it doesn't make sense. Because the maisa has to be chayiv on the way in, kedega to be on the way out. If it's only chayiv on the way out, it's not chayiv. As the maisa, the minigun ben Ebrak, seems to be like kedega, the minigun shalayim seems to be like Chamura Daniel, with Moshe Tainas in Europe, the meaning was not like Kide Eger and not like the Chamura Daniel. As I might see a pot in both cases, as I pass them with Moshe. Again, seems the meaning of Shalim here, as I pass many of the Gedoli Shalim, is the Dafka like the Chamura Daniel. Small room, Pachas Mudala the Dalit, as you go in on the right hand side. The Nebrak is like with Kide Eger. Again, looks like with Moshe and other poskim, is a Vada, the meaning of Europe was Nishtazoi, and the meaning of Europe was Taka, that none of these cases are going to be Chayiv in a mezuzah. Okay, so that will be the situation that got me that. Long again, right to our next sugya, maybe not so interesting. We'll talk about now attaching the actual mezuzah onto the actual door. So the shayla is as the shayla is when does a person chayiv in a mezuzah? It's negay when you make an extension, it's may when you move into a new apartment. When are you chayiv in a mezuzah? So the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Hilchos Tzitzis in Siman Yutes, Sifkos Dalet. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, the Maisa, that you have to know when you move into the Dir. Now the stipend was Machmeh when he went into an apartment, he bedavka went in and he had a Suda there, in order to be chayiv in the mezuzah. Kaponim, you have to know what's considered moving in. Sometimes you move in your suitcases, you move in all sorts of things, it could be a chayiv in the mezuzah already from then.
And the Maisa, who can put up a mezuzah? So the Maisa, about that we know, mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai. So the Maisa, about that it's better to have yourself do it. Sometimes it's not the gear, sometimes you push up to get a handyman to start drilling and making all sorts of things. About that it's a hidr for a person, the bedakta, to do it for himself. Al kaponit, you should get somebody who's chayiv in mezuzah. The hand, somebody that can make the bracha by themselves, should be the one to put a mezuzah. For example, a woman, about that will be kasha. Masha'in gonna go, the chatzchila should not be doing it. Most of my Sham state with the yevid, if a guy did it, about if it's going to be kasha. How to put it in the mezuzah itself? The ainu, how to stick it to the wall? So the maisa, we have to publish it. Okay, forget that a moment. Is the gemara menachas that the gemara tells us that the etim you should use nails, right? As we pass in the Rambam, as we pass in the Torah, is the most lechatzchila way to put a mezuzah is mamish with screws and with nails. As we pass in the Piskei Tshuva, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, also is the shei mitzvah is a dafka to use nails. Glue or chashulchan paskis laloch is about the motor, as they pass the chalkis yakin and the chasitzvot, is to use glue on a mezuzah to fix it to the wall. About it's going to be kosher. Sellotape, reverse in the shape of the lady, and Rezul Obach told me the same thing. About it, it's a strong tape that doesn't dry up, is about it also, it's good enough. It doesn't bedafka have to be nails, kaponim, you can use that. Magnet is about it, not good. Velcro is a machalikis a poiskim a kaponim. Now, let me go weiter into the actual. Okay. Let's talk about the case for a moment. As the Maisa, state in the smack, state in the cowboy, the Bezaisa brings it down here today. As the Maisa, is a better, if the room is used for normal things and also for dirty things, the Dirish initial covered, for example, changing nappies, diapers, kids getting undressed and all these sorts of things, is the Maisa you should cover the Shem Hashem. Cover the Shem Hashem, we've spoken about it once before, it's the gay, one covering or two covering, our components you should do Masha Enke, took the smack. If you don't have such a situation, toy that the Shem Hashem should be seen. Is a Maimon Halacha, we brought down already at the beginning, the Shem Azoya, is the Maisa that there's a certain mazikin that rests in a person's mokim of his door over there. Maisa, they see the Shaka, they see the Shem Hashem, they possibly have no koya bechlal. So, upon it, if you can put in a situation where the mezuzah case is see-through, then about it, that's the most chatzchila thing to do. And sometimes it's pushing on the gear, sometimes you have air over there, you've got kids undressing, all these sorts of things. It's stuck in the gear to have other types of covers. Now, Lamaisa, I'm not going to go through every single type of cover, because there's lots of covers. You have to know, Lamaisa, stone, for example. A stone cover is not such a gushmaki cover, because it promotes a lot of absorption from outside weather inside the actual casing itself. Who are they, even with metal? Aluminium stings actually they transfer all the humidity from outside and they bring it inside. So you have to be careful in such a case. Glass again is also an interesting shayla because glass has problems with the sun. Also, you could have problems with moisture and rain, all these sorts of things over there as well. Wood is also a shayla, but some wood is the most of the best thing because wood doesn't actually transfer heat. You have to be careful because when you put it in a glass clean, sometimes the mice of the sun can have a direct effect on it. It can take a burn, some of the letters and then that moment the cloth gets a little bit burned by it. You've got to be careful, especially if it's a direct access of the sun, for example, outside on the front door of a kaponim. When you have a case like wood is about the best thing to do because the mice it's good. Now, the Das Kedoshim brings some meaning for the Baal Shem Tov. He brings over there that meaning is that you should not use Barzel. You know this is sugya from using Barzel. The Maisa Das Kedoshim says the Vada the meaning is not to be Choshesh, and the Maisa of Apidor HaShulchan, the Baril is taka, that rave of the cases were taka Barzel, the Maid of the Olim is taka not Makbid on that. Another thing, I tried to find the Makor why people have the Shakai, Shem Hashem, written on the actual case. Why it's on the cloth, as they state in Allah. But on the case, the Marshak says, Mufush and Shadis and Chubas, the Chalik base, about this come out, no Makor for such a thing. There's no Makor in Faket. In times, it's even worse. Because when you put it on and people touch it the whole time, it's Boshit, you can get Nimchak, the Shem Hashem, and that's the Chayu why people Dafka have a Shin and not the Shem Hashem itself in order not to have that problem. But again, like we mentioned, it's always a Maila for a person to have the Shem Hashem near the eye. If he can, to do that, it's a Vada, a Maila in Halacha. Let me get better. The Goyim Shita Pashtus, which is brought down in Maaseh Rav, is that you should not have a Chatzitza between the Mezuzah and the actual doorpost itself. And you see people that are backed on this, is that this Goyim holds that the Mamish has to be on the actual doorpost itself without any covering whatsoever. Right? About the plastic around the actual Mezuzah, that's bottle of Mamish. Oh, but the problem is it shouldn't be in the actual case itself. The problem is that this Goyim seems to be directly choyed on a Gemara, on Kemat, all the Rishonim over there, Kemat Shulchan Aruch itself, what's trying the Goyim. So the Shulchan says, is a vadu toys, it's a mistake, nishtar zazach, and a vadu there's no chumah b'chal of the goyim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, I don't believe such a thing ever came out of the goyim's mouth, and the mice of goy person come attack the mekel, the marashal, the gedovit, the chokzak, the benchassis, the shlemazal, the shaykh talevi, is a mice, there's no chumah of the goyim, and maybe you can be mekel. There are type of people that are machbed on it, or kuponim, the mice, if you goy person, there's no chumah b'chal. One halacha shayla that is negay when it comes to cases is a case like this, where you have a mezuzah that's like a tube, and it's actually separated from the wall itself. There's actually an avir, there's an air space that separates the case, the end of the cloth, from the mezuzah itself. There is a shayla in halacha, the ma'aser that's kedosh in the shevet alevi, taka meikel and such a thing, or a component, some person can taka right to be machme, that we want the mezuzah to be al mezuzah be'secha, and this is a shtikola, a problem in the halacha, that it shouldn't be done in such a case. Let me get baita. It's the ma'aser, the bracha of the mezuzah. The gabbai making the bracha mezuzah is, first of all, about it has to be over less yosun, so that's about this posture. If a person forgets, he can't make it afterwards. If he's oisik still in the action of fixing up for the mezuzah, he still can make it. Even if a person borrows a mezuzah, about it's chayit in a brother, that's another poshut. Shechiyonu, the Shach says about it, we don't make. When a person puts a mezuzah for the first time, he does not make a shechiyonu, upon him, it's nothing for a person to get a new pre kidei to be oisik shechiyonu. The shayla is what happens if a mezuzah falls. Often it is the case that the mezuzah tackle falls down, so the ma'aser, the piskei tshuva tainus over there, above it requires a brand new bracha, you pick it up and you put it back on with a new bracha. As I pass the yayvich, as I pass the noach shulchan, there are tshuvas that are makeable, but upon the meaning of above is to be machme, that over here, if the mezuzah falls and you have to make, put it up brand new, that above it requires a brand new bracha in that case. Let me get invited. The gabbai the halachos of checking a mezuzah. So the halachos of checking a mezuzah we've spoken about before, we have to be careful to give a vada to Yerushalayim, to a sefer, the taka is mamash to Yerushalayim, because we mentioned the halachos, the gabbai in the beginning, of what's considered to be possible, what's kosher, so maybe you have to know who you're talking about. Akoponim, the Gemara tells us in Yom Yud Aleph that the mezuzahs of a yochid need to be checked once every 7 years, and the mezuzah of a rabbin once every yovel. As the mice of the halach is as follows. So he passes halach and shulchan aruch, me shari aruch and yoyodeh. Zuzah shulchan aruch, sif aruch and me shari aruch. That when you have a case of a private person, the mezuzah is yochid, once, twice in 7 years. Masha'eg in a public mezuzah, once in 25 years. As the mice of what's the pshat why a public mezuzah is different? So Rashi tells us, this is because why? It's because of a triach. The bulb is a tilch on the oilah. So the mice over there, that's the reason why they were make up for a person to do that. So they are poiskim, now on a time of this manenu, we don't need to check our mezuzah so well. Now, pastors, they were talking about a case where it's in a case where it's very, very, very tight, airtight, maybe the air can't get to it. Our shulchan says, if you have a situation where the mezuzah is somewhere exposed to light, exposed to heat, exposed to rain, all these things that are about it even more than once every 3.5 years, is a mitzvah, that's when a person should check. Akoponim, most poskim are machmir, that azoy state in chazal, and azoy pass in the shulchan aruch, that I feel if you have a case that's very, very tight, and you're sure that it's okay, you should about it check it, ke tachonet chazal. The mitzvah about the frame brings down about it, that those that check every single error, okay. The Ma'aser, what does it mean twice in 7 years? Now, Chashulchan spells out Mufurish that it has to be not stam whenever I want, if the davka has to be once every 3.5 years, the Ma'aser. Now, there's two types of the bedikas. Some sefer, the Chuvah also brings it to Halacha, is when it comes to mezuzah, you don't need to bedavka give it to a sefer. Very shy for a person to check the mezuzah by itself, you open it up, you check all the oises, you check nothing faded, close it, you should have to be very, very, very careful of it, or with the ma'aser upon him, about you can check it. The state in the Pimigodim is similar to a test, is a hidu for a person, now is a meshukach, it's a Pimigodim, for a person to give it to a sefer in that situation. Now, the shver shayla, when it comes to checking mezuzah, there's two shaylas. First of all, when you take off your mezuzah, do you have to replace it with another mezuzah or not? So the mice, if you have it within the day, the ayin, if it's checked and given it back within the day, then you don't have to have a brand new, you don't have to mezuzah as a replacement. In the meantime, if it's more than a day ready, then there's a shayla, if you have to ask the gemach to give you another mezuzah, then time. The big shayla is, am I going to be making a bracha? do you have to make a new bracha when you put back the mezuzah in its original place? This is grounded there. If Agabah, Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Sefer, Mezuzah Beisefa, see, I said that it's kedai for a person when he takes up his mezuzah to write on each mezuzah where it came from. You have to know. This one came from a Doraisa, this one came from a Durabonim, Ma'alim HaKodesh Ve'im Ha'vit, and Mamela, I'm going to make sure that this mezuzah that was on a mokkaim on a door that's chayv in a Torah doesn't afterwards get placed to a mokkaim that's chayv in a Durabonim. A Kaponim. The Gabi making the bracha, the Ketubah writes that if a person removes it, al das, to replace it, Echobah Sopik. As I stated in Biskei Tshuva. Right, in Biskei Tshuva, I don't understand what the Sopik is. What happens if a person takes up his talus, today, to put it back on? Avadi doesn't make a new bracha. Now, the Maaseh, what do we do in such a situation? Most boys can hold, and Avadi requires a new bracha. The Shaila is how long was it offered to Sugyan Hesach Hadas? We're not going to be Mayrach in it. The Ruch HaShulchan learns, if it's within 24 hours, it does not need a new bracha. But the Akum Lloyd Tzal and Chemes Hador, Tainus, that even for a few hours, there's already a sheet of the holes you have to make in your bracha. Rabbi Zvi Orbach Shlit told me b'shem Yishver, Rabbi Yashuv, that Rabbi Yashuv was mistapik, that even if you take off the mezuzah and you'll have it over for tomorrow, the Haim of the Sotah says I'll only have it ready for the next day, even then Rabbi Yashuv that was taka mistapik if a person needs to make a new bracha in that case. And once heard from Rabbi Berkovich Shlita, that he died in about the mini gesubah bracha, the hakel, is the ma'aseh if it was taken back within a day or two, is you don't make a bracha in such a case. Now, the Gabi Sakona, taking a mezuzah off a house is a tremendous shayla of a Sakona, right? The Gemara B'Metzia, Kufesa Malanah, tells us a Maisa Noya from a Seicha, as we know the Gemara, that tells us that the Chiv and mezuzah is Dafka, the Seicha is Negev, when a person moves into an apartment, Kupalim, and there's no mezuzah there, is a shayla of Mekech Toys, not Mekech Toys, as the Maisa about that the Chiv is on the Seicha. But the Maisa, as we state in the Gemara, you shouldn't remove it. To remove a mezuzah is mamash hashayr sakon. The Gemara brings us a ma'isa noya of someone that taka did it, and he was yikvav ishtoi with shnei bonim. As I state in the Gemara, the Moshe Shtarmach, the Chuvas van Hogas and Chelik Aleph, writes that he knows mufurish, a man that it happened to, that he took the mezuzah off the apartment that he was staying in to go to his next one. As the ma'isa, unfortunately, by the time he got to his next one, he was no longer with us. As the Moshe Shtarmach says, Eidus namonis mamash. The David Eidus is posh the Gemara. Kaponim is a very, very big sakon. The shayl is what exactly. Is the sakana. So the machlok is in the Rishonim, what's the sakana? So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef learns the pshat is, it's a bezoin. It's a bezoin to the mezuzah, you're taking it off, you're no longer using it, it's a bezoin to the mezuzah. Toastus over there, when we see it titans, it's goyim hezek. A bias b'li mezuzah is goyim hezek, the meaning of goyim hezek is mamash sakana. The Ritzvah learns the pshat is, you must salik the kedusha. The mezuzah calls mana from the house. If it's a kedusha to the bais, the meila by taking it off, you must salik the kedusha. Rather than afkamin in this rishayim machlokes, would pashtus be if I'm taking off the mezuzah kedei to move it to my next apartment, then rather there's a mokim to be made. The chazan ish, whenever he got a shayla of taking a mezuzah off, would said sofik sakana nefoshes lehachmi. As the meis of the chazan ish would never answer the shayla, he would say all the eitzes and the ganza, everyone's got shtick and azoy, as the meis of the chazan ish would machmen every single thing. The meis of the eitzes the person can bring if a person wants to take off his mezuzahs is, for example, what you could do is you could buy a cheaper mezuzah, tiny, your one is expensive and you moved in, you want to get a different one because you want to go take yours to your next apartment, is the meis you could buy a cheaper one, you could have your mezuzahs checked, and while they're checked, you can go and leave them off and keep the cheaper ones on at the same time without having to do anything whatsoever. The Maisa, if there's a goy moving in the house after you, then another person should be dafka take off the mezuzah, because again, b'choshesh that there's going to be a shayla of minig b'zoyin, so therefore you have to be careful in such a situation. Who adin, if a person never, chololeinu, is a yid, it's not showing that the Torah mitzvah is that b'choshesh is going to be a b'zoyin for the mezuzah, again, there's a mokim over there, even that abad is mutter to take off the mezuzah. An interesting shayla is what happens if a person puts on a mezuzah in a mokim where it's about a potter, right? For example, he learned the halachas now, that he sins. He comes home, he sees he has two mezuzahs, tiny two doorposts, he's no mashka. It's about the pot of mezuzah, the chol hashitas. As the Maitre, what do you do in such a situation? The Avada took the peskim, in such a situation, you are Avada allowed to take off the mezuzah in such a situation, because the etzim over there, it was never chayim in a mezuzah in that case. Now, the Maitre, just to make sure that we didn't lose anything else over here, so I think we discussed everything over there. As the etzim, Baruch Hashem, I think we finished most of the halachas. Again, and we could have spent a longer time on the halachas of our Kaponim to get a clear idea of the halachas we got. We should remember what the Rambam told us in the beginning, that the idea of going past the mezuzah every single time is to remember Zeuge de avond, we wanneer shalom, we shimmy schwarz and sal, takes this a little bit further. And he says we should remember every time we see the mezuzah, is the mezuzah has been there throughout Dayus, Dayus, Mamish, it's watched the Spanish Inquisition, and it's watched the Holocaust, all the Zafen, over the mezuzah lies over there. The mezuzah remains over there, and it should be avada, as the schir for us, or the avada that the Rebbeinu has for us, and the made up. That should be our remembrance when we time to go past the mezuzah, as we mentioned in the beginning. Is the Meisah Boch Hashem, we finished the halachas, but anybody's interested in seeing how they actually make the cloth, which is actually in the game, when you spend so much money on mezuzah and tefillin b'chulein, if anybody's interested in seeing that, so we can see that right now, of a few moments. Okay, say that. Next week, brand new topic, Be'ez Hashem.